Again, first of all, if you're listening, thank you. I am truly grateful. So, I've been thinking about hiring a speech coach. Now, that is something considered personal investment, right? Like, or am I investing in someone else to tell me things that I already know? Like, I know my issues, so if I know the problems, I should be able to point out a solution. Now, there's nothing wrong with hiring someone to remind you of the things that you already know. But this show right here that I'm putting together is about the journey. And I'm working on setting an example for those that don't have much. And not many people have the resources to hire a voice coach. So what I'm going to do first is identify the problem. Now, obviously, it's the speech issues I have and the focus in which I deliver. But what's causing that? Now, I can blame external things from my past, but they don't control me right now. So what inside of me makes me speak the way that I do? I never liked my voice, and I enjoy listening. I'm an introvert. I secluded myself from others so heavy, and especially during all this 19 stuff. These things start to add up when you take personal accountability. So recently, I've been reaching out to people through a phone app called Clubhouse. It's been nice, and I've met some really decent people. But the biggest gain I get is I actually get to be social again, get that feedback. But honestly, I feel like it's not enough. Don't get me wrong, I love the connections, but I'm doing this for my community. And honestly, I'm growing unsure of majority of my connections on Clubhouse as that goes on. People seem stuck in their agendas, not leaving a lot of room for genuine connections. And besides, they don't know me, owe me, nor see the issues I see. I'm really in the trenches, and they can't understand why I stay here. My family is here. The people I feel incomplete without are here. What do I look like running with my tail between my legs because it's bad? Do I leave them? It's crazy because, like, this woman decided to DM me telling me she wanted to link me up with her mentor so I could stop calling myself a small investor. That's part of my profile on Clubhouse. And then when I said that I'm documenting my progress and it's about the journey for me, she then said, well, if you want to stay a small investor, like her mentor was the end all and be all for success. The disrespect I felt, like who was she or her mentor? Now, I'm not here to judge anyone, even when they judge me. But if her mentor was all that, he would already be on my radar. Because I have a list of mentors and coaches that I would love to interview here and add their perspective to this beautiful thing I got going on right here. Like, but the undercover billionaire didn't look to spend his first $100 or their first $100 on coaching or any of their money towards coaching when they went out there to go get it. It would have ruined the show. You can get coaching from whoever you want. I'm not documenting how to find a coach. I'm documenting building a business and a brand from the bottom with no prior knowledge as a solo entrepreneur. And that's for everybody around me and everybody that's interested. Anybody that's out there struggling trying to do the same thing. So instead of going for coaching, my solution to my issues, my speech issues, is to practice. Practice talking here on Anchor. Practice talking there on Clubhouse. And try to get more again. Get out more again, excuse me. And try to get out more again. So that way, you know what I mean? I can really make this solid. Get these gains. Because that's just how it gotta go. Anyway, if you're listening, I'm really grateful. I mean, like, if you're listening, it's really probably somebody that I know, and I love you. Thank you. Yeah, I do. Well, I've done a little bit of everything. I was in the military. I was living on my own at 15. I had my first apartment. I was roofing and paying my own rent. You know what I'm saying? 15. Then I went in the army on my 7th. I signed the papers to go in the army on my 17th birthday. I was doing a couple other things before that. You know, just doing dumb stuff because the roofing had slowed down. Because my boss, he had hurt his back, so roofing slowed down. And I was doing a whole bunch of dumb stuff. Still had too much money than I needed as a young kid, you know what I'm saying? When I went into the military, because things did get a little bit bad, but I always planned on going in the military, though. I just like to do things. I like to get training and everything. I'm a certified carpenter. You could give me a tool, I use it. I invest in the stock market. I've been trading equities for the last 3 years. I don't give nobody coaching. I don't teach nobody anything. I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. You know what I'm saying? So I don't try to teach nobody anything. And that's just a little bit of me. But how about you?
Yeah, I'm a speaker, author, and then I do coaching, man. That's my thing. I love speaking, do a lot of work with the youth. I don't know what happened to. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear.
I don't know what happened. The image went out. But speaking, coaching. Now I got it. I think I got it. It keeps going in and out, but whatever. As long as you can. Yeah, so that's my thing, man. I started off just speaking, then wrote the book, and started doing a lot of coaching, consulting work, and that's really where my space is, man. And I don't help people to build businesses. Like, that's not my thing, man. I help to build people so that people can go and build businesses. So there's a big difference, man. A lot of people, you know, some people say, you know, I'm a business coach. My method of building business, for me, has allowed me to develop, you know, that sense of mental toughness, confidence, and self-esteem. So I can teach that. But as far as, like, doing the structure of the business, like, that's not my thing. I started hustling, man, from 10 years old to 29. And spent a lot of time in the streets heavily active. So I took them same concepts from the streets and just applied that to the business world, right? There's really no difference. It's just having faith and having belief that being that system will actually work. And for some people, they leave the streets, but they get rid of that hustler mentality. And when you do that, man, you're leaving everything you learned behind. So I really just help people, man, to focus on themselves, man, so that they can go ahead and execute in whatever area they want to.
Word. So, like, where would you say you at right now in your life, and how did you get there? Like, I mean, like, and like, what were some, like, resources that you used to get where you are right now?
Yeah, so where I am right now, man, is in a wonderful place. And the reason it's in a wonderful place, because in my head, I'm in a wonderful place, you know, mentally. I learned to use the resources that I had. And sometimes, man, we look outside of us for a lot of the answers. When the answers that we need in the beginning to create that solid foundation is already in us. Like, we already have that, right? We already been through a lot of pain, a lot of struggle, a lot of failures. And when you start to look at your failures as a good thing and not a bad thing, because your failures give you the opportunity to learn. And whenever you learn, it gives you the opportunity to advance. So versus where I was, and where I am now, in my younger years, I didn't want to, like, intentionally learn anything. So I accidentally learned everything that was wrong, right? I learned how to survive in the streets. And that was a good thing for where I was, but not a good thing for later on. I'm like, I learned how to unintentionally learn from people that was doing wrong. So I became great at doing wrong. And now, man, I'm in a position in life where I understand when it's time to be the teacher and when it's time to be the student. And once I got that locked in and was comfortable with, you know, taking constructive criticism and understanding the difference between criticism and constructive criticism, bro, that just makes life a lot easier. You know what I'm saying? Because I become a sponge again, right? It's like as a baby, you don't know right from wrong. You just know whoever you're around, you duplicate what you see. And hopefully you're around the right people. So as you get older, it's the same concept. You have to be intentional, though, about becoming that sponge and learning from the right people and putting yourself around the right people. So for me now, like where I am now is, it's almost like I'm in that stage of being a newborn again, except I'm putting myself in front of and around the right people so that I can take in the right information and be more productive.
Yeah. And how are some ways you're doing that, like putting yourself around the right people and everything?
First things first is just identifying, you know, having clarity on what it is I want to do. If you lack clarity, then you'll continuously get around the wrong people. So now you start to create new habits that are not good habits. So it's just creating clarity and then operating in my space without looking for a pat on the back, without looking for somebody else to solidify me. It's me saying, this is what I do, this is how I do it, this is how I'm gonna continue to do it, and then grow in that space, and you'll be surprised at how many people, man, will see you and reach out and be like, wow, man, like, yo,
I feel a lot what you're saying and everything, like, and yeah, like everything is right. You feel me? You saying some facts. But like what I'm looking for, like when I'm asking these questions, I'm looking for like real goals, like, I mean, physical things that you achieved. Cause I know you got it. Like, I mean, if you're speaking like this, I know you got some goals that you achieve that you can, you know, say like the method on how you achieved that goal. Like, how did you get, how you sitting in that car right now, it look nice and clean, you feel me? How did you get to that point? Even though it don't seem like much to somebody, but it's people out here that don't got that, you feel me? It's like, it's people that don't got, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like, they don't have that mindset, like, and it's hard for them to be positive. They not, you know, they not out here, you know, you see what I'm saying? Like, just the small stuff, the small goals, physical stuff. Like,
I get that. I get what you're saying, and this is the thing, bro. Sometimes, man, we be wanting to go so far and skip steps. The stuff I'm saying to you right now is the foundation. You know what I'm saying? So I can sit there and tell you all day, like, yo, yeah, I got a nice whip between my whip, my wife's whip. Like, you know what I'm saying? We spent some bread on it. I can tell you that. I can tell you, you know, like the lifestyle that we're able to live now, and that's cool. But what that's doing is, it's making people are so focused on what people have that they don't really realize what people went through to get what they have. So I'm always coming from a space of, bro, it's foundation first. You know what I'm saying? When I was in the streets hustling, I didn't just wake up one day and say, yo, my man over there, he buying a half a thing, I'm gonna go buy a half a thing now. Nah. I'm like, yo, how'd you build up to the half a thing? You know what I'm saying? What was that foundation for you to get there? So at the end of the day, like the glitz, the glamour, the good stuff, that's cool. I was homeless. I slept in a car. You know what I'm saying? I was eating whenever I could. I was stealing the dumbest things. I was being a stick-up kid. My first house, man, was a car, a Subaru, 1988, 89 Subaru Legacy, white. I tinted it all the way around, and that's what I slept in.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Like, that's real shit. And like, you know what I'm saying? Excuse my language. I'm not trying to cuss on here.
No, you good, bro.
Like, no, like, real rap though. Like, cause like, you know what I mean? When you come from there, then so you knew it. You had an issue there, right? How did you overcome that issue? And it wasn't just mentally. Like, you had to make some type of. Cause I know every like all right as I mean it might have been mentally. I don't know. Like, but like as far as I know. When, you know, you can make up your mind on something and that action don't come, you feel me? Like, when that action don't come, then I mean somebody could say I'm gonna build a skyscraper and you know the action don't come. You see what I'm saying? But like when somebody could say I'm gonna be happy tomorrow, they don't do anything that's gonna sow the seed for them to be happy tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. Yeah, like, so like what was the seed that you sowed? Like how did you plan that out? Like I mean, you know.
Yeah, nah, so the thing is like that mindset, like for me mentally, I had to first take myself out of my environment mentally. Because that was the first thing that I had control over. You know what I'm saying? Like I can control the way I think. I couldn't just wake up and remove myself from the environment that I was living in or the environment that I had to be in every day. But mentally I could put myself in whatever space I wanted. Because that was my controllable. So when I say to myself, like, what's stopping me from getting to the better life? What's stopping me from living in this car to be able to get somewhere else? And I had to just start to mentally put myself there. The more I mentally put myself there, I started to, like, talk to myself different and not leave room for all the bullcrap to come in. So it definitely starts mentally. Once I got to that spot, and that's me looking in the mirror. I'm talking to myself. I'm asking myself, like, yo, like life could be better. Like, what could you do? And then when I started to say, I could do this and I could do this, I switched my mind from what was to what could be. And then I went to the how-to. And I kept saying to myself, okay, cool. How do I do that? And I would come up with a new idea every daggone day. And then I realized, like, yo, bro, at some point, you got to stop coming up with new ideas, and you got to get to the point where you come up with that one idea, and you just focus every day on how do you do it. So, for instance, when I'm sitting there and I'm looking at my man, me buying all this work, I'm like, yo, how do I get there? If I buy this, and then I flip this, and I don't spend no money, and then I flip this, and I don't spend no money, and I don't buy no weed, I don't buy nothing, and then I just take that and flip that money, right? So then the concept of, every time I bought something, keep flipping what I buy, keep flipping. And that carried over to when I got out the game. If I'm gonna spend time doing something, I need to not spend time, but invest time. Because I never spent money on material, I invested money in material. So now I gotta invest my time in the situations that I can flip. So if I'm gonna talk to you on the phone, right, I wanna know what information am I gonna come up with this phone call with, that I can take and flip that information so it multiplies. And that's all I did, bro. So I just keep using that same thing, but mentally, I have to put myself in a place first. Even now, for the next place I'm looking to get to, I mentally got to put myself there. And when I'm mentally there, it makes it easy for me to block out everything else. So this foundation over everything, man. Without foundation, I don't care what you build, it's going to fall.
So what came from those... But what came from those mental foundations? That's what I just want to know. What came from those mental foundations? Like what kind of action did you take after building those mental foundations?
After the mental foundation, once the foundation was there, then the execution, because I showed myself that I can do whatever, right? So when I first got out the streets and got into the corporate world. My first year in corporate, I did 85 grand from May 5th. I started May 5th from being in the working world. May 5th, I took all my hustle game, I put it into the car business. May 5th to the end of the year, so it wasn't even a full year, I did 85 grand.
Flipping cars?
I went about the police. I understood what skill I had, and I applied it to a place where I could use the skills that I already had. I didn't have to develop new skills. So from that point, I went into that next year, the full year. I did like 120. And I never did 120 after that point from being in the car business. So here I go from the streets. I didn't even have a GED yet. And I went to 85, from 85 to 120. From 120, I was doing 150, 190. And I'm saying my biggest year, like 235. And all I had at that point was a GED. And I said to myself, man, if I'm making this bread over here in the car business, what could I make? What skills did I learn here first that I can add to the skills I already have? And how do I increase my income? So now I'm in the car business and working my business at the same time. And I'm like, yo, okay, cool. I don't know how to build business, but I know how to build survival skills. And that's what I'm going to be getting to speak on. That's what I'm going to be getting to coach on. That's what I'm going to...
You good? I can still hear you.
That's what I'm going to... That's what I'm going to write my book on. You know what I'm saying? So I started to go through that process. And from there, bro, it was just a wrap, man. Like, we got the blueprint. The blueprint comes from your trials.
Dang,
your trials and tribulations. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't brush nothing off, man. I love every problem in my life because it made me who I am, bro. It gives me the right to help individuals. And now I got people that are running around like, yo, man, appreciate you. You helped me add, you know, another 100 grand to my income this year. You know, you helped me to change my life, man, to where now, you know, I ain't in the streets. I'm being productive. So for me, man, it's not only about learning and going out and personally producing, but being able to get to the point where you can duplicate and teach what you do. Like, that's where the real bread is. You know what I'm saying? That's where the real gratification is, man, when you can show somebody else how to do it.
Yeah. So, friggin', what did you own? Dealerships? A dealership or something?
I didn't own a dealership, man. I went in as a salesperson, man. I started off in sales, on the sales floor, just selling cars. Then I went to the internet department. Then I went to finance, and then I was a desk manager. I did a few different roles in there, man. I did that for a minute. And again, man, like, we all got a skill.
Yeah.
And we got to just learn what that skill is, and then we got to go and put ourselves in the environment where our skills are useful instead of trying to get into an environment right away that we got to learn a new skill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Use what you got first, because if you try to go learn a new skill, you're going to destroy your confidence. You're going to get frustrated, and you're
going
to quit.
Yo, I'm going through that right now. Alright, I'm going through that right now, like, real rap. I got so much going on right now. I gotta, like, really just focus on what I got, because, like, it's so crazy right now. Like, if you just see right behind me, I got 3D printers and all through this joint. I didn't have these joints a week ago, but I done already made, like, $200 just on some playing around stuff so far. I mean, like, I could make a lot more, though. I already know. But, like, but that's the thing about my business, the business that I just started, it's an investment business, but it's just, like, personally funded by myself, and I'm trying to have, like, the most broad portfolio out there, and I want to build it from the ground up and document the journey of it, and hopefully, like, all the information that I gather from everybody, like, because I interviewed you today, I am going to pick some type of self-help book that I gotta read a chapter today for sure, and I'm gonna invest in myself like that, and I also do giveaways during this joint, so I wanna gift you a book. If you send me over the email that you use for Amazon, I can just send it to your email. I'll send the book to your email. I'll gift you a book. It's an ebook, you know what I'm saying? So it just goes straight to your email. You can just get it through Amazon. And I don't know if you, let me ask you if you already have it first, because it's a popular book. The Atomic Habit by James Clear.
What is it? Broke up.
It's called The Atomic Habit by James Clear.
Nope, I don't have that one. I heard.
Oh man, that junk is powerful. It's powerful. And so I'm gonna send it over to you. You know, especially what you're saying, like, cause like the first step is up here, right? And what he talks about is the power of small habits and helping you achieve them things, like just having that, them small achievements, it create that momentum, you feel me? And like that momentum is really what gets you going. And like, I've experienced it a million times. I've read the book like before it became popular, so you know what I mean? And I try to gift it out as much as I can.
Definitely appreciate it, bro.
With the 3D printers, and then I'm trying to learn video editing so that way I can post some content on my IG. It's just like so much going on. I'm just like, yo, I really gotta hone in on this, because it Because then, like, I'll interview somebody else, and it'll be like, that sounds amazing. Let me get my hands in that.
That's, yeah, listen, that, man, everything you listen to, especially if you listen to somebody who's been doing it for a minute, they make it sound amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything sounds good. And that's what I'm saying. Like, we'll jump on this and we'll jump on that. But mentally, you got to be so locked in, and you got to be like, yo, I love to do this. And if we start just looking at what an individual has, or what they achieved, now we're not focused in on the other stuff. We're just looking at what they achieved, but to get there, bro, it's grimy, dirty, it's depressing, it's frustrating. You know what I'm saying? It's hard.
I'm looking for the actions that got to the achievement. I'm looking for actions that got to the achievement, not the mindset that got to the achievement. Because, I mean, like, we all know we got to stay positive. You got to attract what you want in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could get that out of any self-help book. You know what I'm saying? But what actions, because the action that you take ain't going to work for the next man, but they going to help the next man make a blueprint for himself. You know what I'm saying? And that's because everybody, if somebody said, these are the actions that you need to take to get rich, everybody would do it if it was that easy. But it ain't that easy because not one solution works for everybody. In fact, only one solution works for one person. You know what I'm saying?
All right, like, so I got you. But watch this, though. You see how you was like, yo, I got this thing, and then I got this thing, and I got this thing that I'm doing? Bro, like, at the end of the day, that only comes to mindset. You see what I'm saying? So when you got your mind locked, you're on nothing else other than that one thing. So we all know, like, yeah, we all know we gotta be positive, but what's the action? Bro, the first action is to be so locked into what you're doing, you don't care what nobody else is doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you see that chick you want, and you look at her, and you're like, yo, I want her. Bro, you go through everything you can to get that chick. Now, what you do with her, once you get her, that's optional. That's up to you.
See, what I'm doing now,
you're so locked in. You know what I'm saying? So mentally, what you're doing has to get all of your attention, like it has to consume you. And then once it consumes you, now the action steps that you come in is like set that big. So let's just say this, right? Let's look at the 3D printer. If you look at the 3D printer, you say, yeah, I made $200 on a 3D printer. Cool. What did you do that allowed you to make the $200? Cool, you figured that out. Now you go ahead and you say, how do I get that where I can make that big? That means you got to increase the actions that you did to get the first 200. But mentally, you got to be locked into that action. So if you don't have full control over everything that you do, you're not mentally going to be able to be locked in. So you might make the 200 over a two-week period. So that means if you say, let's do this, let's say over 4 days you made 200. That means you made $50 a day. All right, cool. What made me make this $50 a day? And then I want to multiply that. What does that multiplying look like? So there's some things in there that I'm extremely strong in and I did intentionally. And then there's some areas in there that I'm weak in that I was unintentional, but it still happened. Cool, let me increase my intentionals of my strengths, and then let me focus in on my weaknesses a little more. And now that my strengths is allowing me to make some type of income off of it, who can I pay with the income I made? That's going to take up my weaknesses. So now my 50 goes to 100. My 100 goes to 200. My 200 gets to $279 a day. And now I got my business to 100 grand a year. You see what I'm saying? But it's to be able to stay locked into that thing for so long. Because at the end of the day, bro, I don't care what nobody says to me. It all comes down to mental toughness, confidence, and self-esteem. And all three of them things are all internal. Because if you knew that if you did this process every day, from the time you got up to the time you went to bed, that in the next 90 days is going to give you, you're going to have your business to where it's doing 100 grand a year in the next 90 days, you'll be structured for that, bro. You will be locked into it if you truly believe that. You don't, not talking to anybody, not doing anything will get you there. So therefore, when people don't do it, it's like, yo, you're not doing it because you don't believe it. You don't believe it because you don't have confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
So I don't care what no one says, it comes down to them three things. And all three of them things are mental. That's all mental. But you know how many people I talk to be like, yeah, I got my business to 2 million. I can't get over that hump. And then I talk to people that say, man, over that 2 million mark to get to the 5, that's another level of discipline. I'm just not mentally ready for that. But so we can say it's all basic, but yo, that joint's not basic, bro. It's not basic. That's another level of discipline.
I didn't say it was. I'm just saying. I said I'm looking for the actions because I didn't say it was basic. I just said it's in every self help book. Like every person that tells every self. I'm not trying. I understand. But you are a person that help people. So I understand why you're taking that angle. I mean, like I'm not saying it's anything wrong with that. Like because you are somebody that help people, and that's something that people need to hear. Hey, just a quick break though. Check this out.
That's from the 3D printer?
Yeah. It says, it has engraved in it, it says, I love you. And then, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's dope. I'm going to give you this action that will, that will definitely, it'll boost your income in 90 days. In 90 days, bro, it will boost your income, but you gotta just do it. Just join. I give this to every one of my clients, man, because I always want to help them to make their money, their investment back when they spend it. And so, like how you just showed me that one piece right there, yo, there's so many people that would just love to have that one piece, like they'll buy that piece, right?
Mm.
So, if you took that one piece and you had a bunch of them, and every day all you did was talk to. Let's put it like this, man. You had something that you sold for $100. Right? I want to use a $100 number. You had something you sold for $100.
I'm listening.
All right. You had something that you sold for $100. And the thing that you sold, you offered it to 20 people a day. Like 20 people, like face-to-face in front of you. And in 60 days, in 30 days, you offered it to 600 people. And in 60 days, you offered it to 1,200 people. And then in 90 days, you offered it to 1,800 people. If you get 5% of the 1,800 people to say yes, you just made $9,000. So that's the money part of it. Outside of the money part, what you're going to learn is you're going to learn the best way to approach the people to offer them your product or service. Outside of the best way to approach the people, you're going to figure out what type of person, because everybody don't want your product or service, but by you talking to 20 people a day, 600 people a month, you're going to be able to identify with clarity the person that your product or service will best fit. You're going to be like, oh, it seems like people that look like this, walk like this, talk like this, dress like this, appeal to me the most, and they are the ones that spend with me. So as you go through that time and get to the end of the 90 days, you know just what your avatar looks like. Most people are sitting there in the room and they're looking around like, oh, I'm talking to somebody like this and somebody like that. But that's not real. That's not real data. Like, you done made that data up based on what you think. But you might go out there in the world and find that your avatar is somebody completely different than you was actually looking to give your stuff to. So now in 90 days, bro, you got 1,800 people that are in your database. Out of the 1,800 of them, you get 5% that buy. That's 90 people. So out of the 90 people at $100 a pop, you make $90,000, but you still got the other 1,710, right? The other 1,710 people that you actually can follow up with that same product that didn't buy the first time, but the third or fourth time that it's in front of them, they'll end up buying now. The 90 people that bought, you're going to be able to sell them another product. Why? Because you know how to contact them now. They bought from you once, so that means they liked you. They liked the product you had. When you put something else in front of them that's along the same lines of that product, they're most likely to buy again. So now when you go into that next 30, 60, 90 days, instead of making just the 9,000, now your income is up to about 12, 13, bro. That makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, people, for real.
That's the whole process. So when we start talking action steps, it's like, yo, you know how much rejection you're going to face before you get there? You know what I'm saying? And most people, bro, they won't even go through 30 days. They'll go through like 2 days of it, 3 days at the most. And they're like, yeah, this don't work. Like, yo, what you mean it don't work? You don't have enough data yet. Like, you don't even know why people are saying no to you.
Right.
You haven't perfected your pitch yet. Like, right. You're approaching people and you talking to shorty the wrong way. She don't want to hear. Everybody ran up on her talking like, yo, you got nice eyes. She don't want to hear that again. You got to tell her something different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to say that joint in a different way, and then your client is the same way.
And that's how you get. And that's how you get proof of concept. That's how you get proof of concept, you know. And that's and when you, once you get proof of concept, you can take that to the bank. You know what I mean? That's exactly what I was looking for right there. That right there, that was epic. Like, I mean, all everything you've been saying so far is so grateful. I'm so grateful for it all. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to pull a little bit more out of you. Don't think I'm saying the wrong thing. I'm just trying to pull more out of you. You know what I mean? So, you know, but yeah, like that's the thing. Like people not gonna put in that work when it's not something that they passionate about, especially. You know what I'm saying? And then if you passionate about getting that dollar, then you're gonna put in that work. You know what I mean? It don't really gotta be about that. It don't gotta be about that thing, that topic at hand. But if you need to get that dollar, you're gonna put in that work. All right, so look, absolutely. One more product before, you know what I'm saying, we can keep going. I just want to show up a little bit more. So this is the Batman joint, The Dark Knight.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Dark Knight. You got some things over there.
This joint already sold for $45 to a friend. I mean, like, I just been making stuff. It's been making stuff in my sleep. That's why I did it, because I was like, yo, it could really make my stuff in my sleep, and I just be able to be like, do my work while it's doing. I got everything on pause right now, but you know, I'm like, cause it's real noisy in here. That's why I was going to say, I don't really do interviews on like on the spot, because I don't like to pause my machines, and cause it makes the, it does a little something to it. But I'm at the point right now, I'm just trying to make it as easy as it can be for anybody that wants to give me an interview, because I really don't, I'm not trying to put anybody through no hassle, and I'm really grateful for anybody that gives me their time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nah. I appreciate it, bro, but one thing I want you to do, man, because it's huge, and I'll be happy to do it again, man, when we can get on, you know, better audio, because the audio was real choppy, you know what I'm saying, better visual. Don't sacrifice the quality of what you do, like, under any means, under circumstances. Because when you put work out and the audio's not right or video's not right, you're going to turn people away, and people only going to have a tolerance level of maybe one or two times of that happening, and then they're not going to tune in no more. The first time they're like, oh, all right, maybe something was just wrong, let me check it out again. And then you get that issue again, and it's like, I do be having terrible quality. You know what I'm saying? So don't sacrifice what you do just to put a convenience of others. If you're adding real value, or you do it on your terms. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and don't get me wrong, you're gonna have them as conceptions where, like, yo, it's just now or never. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's not with everybody. So, and other people, like, I would much rather have great quality and wait and do it later, because at the end of the day, you just wanna make sure that people are getting the best you that you can give them at this moment.
Yeah.
And if it's not the best you at that moment, you're sacrificing now your quality for something else. Like, nah, we don't never do that.
Yeah, real rap. Now I don't got no video to this joint. That's like, I would have had this joint set up and ready. I usually, because I on my website, I don't let nobody book anything before 3 days in advance. Because number one, I like to do my research on somebody that I'm interviewing, because I really tailor my questions to the person. So we should do this again, because I will be able to tailor it better to you after this conversation. And then, like, number two is, like, again, the setup. Like, you wouldn't be seeing my 3D printer right here. Like, this wouldn't be right here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just...
Yeah, nah, for sure. Let's, I'm open to it, bro. Just shoot me some dates. Give me a couple different ones. And, yeah, bro, I'd be more than happy to do it, man. We can do it again, but I want it to be right. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure when we put something out, it's right. Audio right, quality right, everything, bro. We need that. Like, we can't be out here playing. You know what I'm saying? My name is on it. It's just like, even like right now, like my t-shirt brand. I like, people be putting, you know, printing shirts and leaving the tags in there. Like, don't want to spend the extra money to put your own tags. Like, bro, like, that's lame. You know what I'm saying? Like yo, get your joint done right. Brand yourself, because you only get one chance to make that first impression. So you want to make sure when people see your stuff, it's quality and it speaks about you. You know what I'm saying? And with the 3D printer, yo, I find like one piece that people love and I rocked it. Yo, I pushed the heck out of that joint.
I'm trying to find it. Yo, look, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. I'm printing out all types of. Listen, right now I'm looking for that one thing that I can mass produce, and once I find that, I'll get 10 more of these things. They only $200 a piece. That's what I said. That's why I said I got $200 back. That's the only reason I paid for one of them already, and it was just with a hobby type thing. And I've been, you know, just trying to make shit happen. Like I ain't even really been charging nobody what it's worth.
I got mad t-shirts, right? And this one is the only one that I'm pushing. Only one, like I wear my other ones, but I don't push them at all. I push this one. And this one will help them find the other ones. Because what happens is when people see something, they gotta know like what it is you have and what it is you do, and this is your joint, like you got this. And then they'll look for that and they'll be like, oh, you got that too, I like that. But it's always that one lead product, man, that flagship joint that people be pushing. And if you look at any brand, it's always that one flagship that sits out front. Even the phones, you know what I'm saying? Samsung got its signature phone, iPhone. Like, everybody got their signature piece, bro. So we got to start to look at, when we watch commercials and we watch TV, we got to look at how they do it. Like, what are they putting in front of us?
Yeah.
From there, what are we branching off and doing ourselves? They know what they're doing when they're pulling us in with this one piece. It might be too expensive, but we're like, oh, this one's nice too. I could get that one. Or, oh, this one's nice. Yeah. They put me in.
It's the main one, though. And then you see that.
That's a better option. Let me get that.
Yo, it's the main one, though, that pull them in, and then they got that name on it, and be like, oh, I can't afford that main one now, because that joint expensive now, but I can afford this, it got the same name on it, you know what I mean? Exactly, like, that joint, ugh, I can't wait till I find that product, because it's only been a week, but I'm on it, I've been, I'm going to find something.
You on it when you start looking at, like, the Marvel stuff. You ever read the book, The One Thing?
No.
So I forgot the author, man, but the book is The One Thing, and it talks about like Star Wars, like, you know what business Star Wars is in?
Like the fan business, right? Like they got like, I mean they do
merch.
Huh? Oh yeah, merch. Oh, hell yeah.
Star Wars ain't about the movies, bro. That's why they're all basically the same. You always hear people like, yeah, that one was like this one, or I like that. Bro, it's because when they come out with a new one, people buy the merch.
Yeah.
That's the industry. It's not the movie. They pay all the money for that movie, which is a commercial for them. And then people, all the kids and all the adults go back out and buy all the merch.
Yeah.
So they always add like a new character. So people want to go out and buy that new character. That's their business.
Y'all can do Star Wars stuff. Like... I could do Star Wars stuff. The only reason I did the Marvel stuff is because, and the comic stuff is because I got an uncle that is like a huge collector. When I sent him a picture of that Batman thing, he was like, "You made that?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "How much?" I'm just like, and I'm like, "This one."
There's a whole bunch of people just like him. Like that, just he's the only one that's the collector.
Yeah, he backed up. I'm backed up on orders from him. He ordered like 20 pieces already. I'm just like, I didn't get the cash from him, but I know he got it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, I already made money.
That's what I'm saying. So when we're looking for a piece, like, yo, you got it. Like, it's just, I'm making these ill joints that ain't out there, and this is what I'm charging for, and I only got 50 of them. I got 50 of these pieces exclusive, just like QVC, bro. You know what I'm saying? You get out like the Home Shopping Network, they show them, we only got 100 in stock.
Yeah.
It's going fast. Like,
but I pay for
that's your joint.
I bought this design off of a creator. So he, you know, I'm allowed to sell it and everything, but I bought this design off a creator. And it's Batman, you know what I mean? I want something that's my own. If I'm gonna be mass producing it, you know what I'm saying? It's gotta be my own brand, my own name. But it's gotta be something dope.
But until you get there, right? Like, when you build, think about this. This is the thing, bro. Oh, man, right? I'm going to give this piece to you right here. You take, number one, you got to collect email addresses. I don't care what it is, you got to get email addresses on everybody, right? But you take that piece that you can put out and that you can sell and not be in trouble for it. in the process, you're working on developing your own piece that you put out, your own thing. But this is helping you to generate the bread to make everything else happen. So you put that out, and you're like, yo, yeah, so what is Batman? You know what I'm saying? It's not your thing. You didn't come up with it. You put
I don't want to get sued.
You paid the artist to do it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now you develop that thing. You put it out. Like, yo, I only got 50 of these. This is what they're going for. You market, and that's so easy to market because you're marketing it to people that like Marvel Comics, right?
Yeah.
People that like the Marvel world. So you put that out there. You're like, I only got 50. You're selling them. Let's just say you're selling them for $40, $50 a pop is what you're selling them for. You got 50 of them. You make your bread. You put in some, you come up with another one, right? And then you do the same thing. You sell that joint out. In the process, you're developing a piece that is just signature to you, that you have. And now they're going to buy the Marvel piece you got. Plus, they're going to buy your signature.
Right, right. You're saying reel them in with that joint.
Your Marvel pieces, you have their email address. So when you come out with the new piece, you're not even looking for, you're still getting the new business, but you're sending an email out with a picture of it, like, this is the new one that's coming. I just wanted to give, man, I value your business. I wanted to make sure that, you know, my past client did that everything first, blah, blah, blah. Bro, you're going to have the orders before you even done with it.
All right, so.
To go get a 3D printer and give it to my daughter. Like, yo, what
yo, was do that. Yo, do that. Yo, these kids, they need that. I was saying, because my mom, like, this is how my mom worked. This is how my mom worked, and it's always been like that. And it's always because my mom, when I was younger, she used to get me, like, I was in the hood, but my mom, she dated a drug dealer. So, like, you know what I mean? We had bread, you feel me? But, like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, she bought me the T-shirt press so I could, because I was drawing on T-shirts. I was drawing on T-shirts to sell to people. And so she brought me the T-shirt press to put images on stuff. When I wanted to do something, she always promoted and sparked that creativity. And like, so doing that for a kid, getting them, you know, the possibilities are endless with these 3D printers, because the tech, and it's getting cheaper. You know what I'm saying? But look, so this is my next piece that I'm about to do, and it's the hands, right? You see the hands?
Yep.
All right, so I'm about to do a large version of that though. A larger version of that, where they go like that and they make the heart joint. It's a female hand and a male hand, and they gonna be gold. It's like, you know, it's gonna be some art, and it's gonna be a real solid piece where they make the heart, and the gold is obviously the skin tone, and then the jewelry on it is gonna be black. You hear me? The jewelry gonna be black, and the diamond's gonna be red, and it's gonna be symbolic of, you know, we are the gold, and our jewelry is a reflection of us. You know what I mean? And the diamonds are the hardships that we've all come through. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that shit? Heavy. Sell that joint for a couple hundred. It's easy. Or at least, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be a nice big piece. Nice big and solid piece. I'm going to paint it, do whatever. And I'm going to sign it because, you know, I'm an artist. I didn't do these, though. I don't have any pieces out there right now, like, as far as, but the person that bought this, she wants me to sign it because she knows that I do art, and she knows that's why I got into this. So.
What's the cost of making that?
The thing I do, this right here, like, yeah. 20 cents. Like, 20 cents, I swear. I mean, well, you add the power bill on it, then it's like, probably like, $5 maybe. I mean, not even. Like, yeah, maybe $5. Maybe $5. I don't know. $4. Maybe $2. I don't know. It don't take that. It take. These things take a long time to build, though. These things don't. It don't just happen like that. Like, it don't just be like. No, it take like hours. Like, this thing took 11 hours. That's why I got so many of them. Oh, so cool. So that way I can produce more. I don't have to wait for the time. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got so many.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but for a kid, yo, to sit there and watch that drawing happen for 8 hours, like, that's magical. It's magic coming out this thing. Like, it looks like magic.
And the reason I was sitting there and I was asking is because I'm always looking for something like to make my packaging like so dope. You know what I mean? Like, and I was thinking to take the my logo that's on the back of my shirt and having that 3D image inside of the package.
I could do that for you. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Busy. Yeah, busy. Yeah, man. I've been I'm learning a lot of things. I've been doing a Udemy class on how to do 3D imaging. So my real move, the number one thing that I thought about doing when I had got these is custom chess sets. Like the chess sets, like, cause I can, like, the way technology is right now, I can use my phone and I can take pictures of somebody, like 30 pictures of somebody, and I can make a 3D image of them. And I can build a whole chessboard out of people. I was thinking about doing one for me and my homies. Out of this stuff, the stuff that's clear.
You can do what you want, bro, but I'm telling you, that joint right there that you just said, the custom chess set?
Yeah.
Yo, listen, man. Hey, yo, do yourself a favor, man. Find that thing and give it a chance to work, man. Stop jumping.
It's all the same thing. It looks good inside, I can't do the chess boards on here, but I only can do them in this thing. So
think about the people that play chess. You know what I'm saying? Like
I play chess.
Like a, I ain't gonna say it's a wealthy game, but it's people that understand, that people that really play the game, they want a good board in their house.
I know.
Some people will have a board they play on.
Charge like $1,500, $2,000 for a board, $2,500. Easy.
For that board.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
and pay me for the time to make it. Pay me for the time to make it. That's the.
For a chess set.
Yo. Like, $2,500. Look, they'll pay me for the time to come in there, take the 3D images of everybody. They'll pay me for that time, and they'll pay for the board. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and that's where it's at.
Yo, bro, listen, man. Find that one piece, man, and jump on that, man, and commit to something for 6 months, man. Give it a chance to work, because it takes time for people to really know what you got. It's mainly this,
this is me documenting it, like, you know what I'm saying, and getting and I don't want it to all be all about me, and I really wanted to help people, so like I want other perspectives to be added on. That's why I ask other people, because everybody has something to add, everybody has something to help that will help other people, even if somebody came on here saying all the negative things or whatever, that would just show people what you don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I wouldn't indulge it too much, but I would ask some good questions and try to dig deep in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, you got my mind, like, I'm thinking, yo, but see what I mean? Like, you can have so many great ideas, and you're like, yo, I'm like, yeah, I can do that for my daughter to create. I want to create what my daughter can create a space for herself. Yeah, man. Yo, let's do that, man. Let's take the time, man. I love to really make it, man, so it's something that you can use and put out, man, with the right quality, the right audio, all of that good stuff, man.
Right. All right, sweet, man. Thank you for talking to me, though. I got some gems from you. Like I said, I'm going to definitely take the time out today and try to figure out how I can invest in myself a little bit today. Mentally, and you know, get it done, and definitely gonna send you that book.
Sure,
all right, man.
Sure, man. That's all. Let's do it. All right, have a good day, man.
You too. That was epic. So, if you heard it, no, not if you heard it. If you were listening, I'm grateful. Thank you.